It's not a happy start to the new year for South Sudan. Africa's newest country erupted in civil war last month. And while peace envoys from both sides arrived in neighboring Ethiopia today, serious fighting continues. Yesterday, the forces of former Vice President Riek Machar stormed into the city of Bor. That's a major concern for supporters of President Salva Kiir. Heidi Vogt of the Wall Street Journal was just in South Sudan. She's now in Nairobi. Heidi, what's the significance of Bor?
Well, Bor is both the capital of one of the country's largest states. Also, it's a stronghold for Riek Machar, and it's the place where back in the 90s, forces loyal to him actually massacred about 2,000 people. And so it's an area that has a lot of emotional significance for the country. And with him in control of Bor, it gives a sense that he has quite a lot of power right now.
I read that Machar's forces, they're called the White Army. What's that about?
Yeah, this is from the 90s. Once again, these guys would cover themselves in, I believe it was ash and sort of have a white look to their skin. But it's less about that and more about, once again, this emotional, what it evokes among South Sudanese, which is a real sense of fear because these guys were known for some serious atrocities.
You know, what I've been wondering in hearing about this kind of ongoing problem in South Sudan, I'm trying to sort of get a sense of what it looks like on the ground when you're in South Sudan. Is it vastly rural and small groups of people in tiny towns being disrupted? How does it all sort of look from the ground?
Yeah, I mean, it's a nation of about 10 million people. And besides the capital city of Juba, these towns that we're talking about, they're state capitals, but they're still towns. They're small. There's not, a lot of services. Plenty of roads aren't paved. People are pretty spread out. And a lot of what we're hearing about now in terms of people fleeing their homes is people not just going to these UN camps, but just going out into the bush. Just sort of wait it out in the middle of nowhere until they feel like it's safe to go back home.
How hopeful are you for these peace talks coming up in Ethiopia?
Well, obviously, everybody's hoping that a ceasefire is declared soon, and that's the first step to anything. But I think what we're going to be seeing, even if we get to that point, is this. It feels like a very intractable situation between these two men at this point, because both of them want to be president of South Sudan, and Riek Machar has, gone into full out rebellion. So it's hard to see how they're going to reconcile that.
One final question I have is there a sense when you're there that this conflict has even gotten ahead of the two protagonists, Riek Machar and Salva Kiir? Meaning, are there kind of renegades and either, teenagers or men, whoever, who are acting like soldiers and military people in the name of these two people or one or the other, but they're not even being directed or controlled by anybody?
That's the part that's really hard to figure out because, we only get drips and drabs of this information. In the capital of the main oil-producing state, this town of Malakal, we heard about a lot of looters, and the military was saying then that they didn't feel like they were even fighting many of Riek Machar's people. They thought they were just fighting gangs, basically. But many people are hoping that there is this control, because if we get to the point where that's, throughout the country, just gangs, it's going to be hard to see how any of this is going to get reined in.
Heidi Vogt of the Wall Street Journal. She's just back from South Sudan, now in Nairobi. Thanks so much, Heidi.
Thank you.